Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denard. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denard era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denard, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denard.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, August 12, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. How you guys doing today? I had an excellent, excellent weekend, and we're going to have an excellent day. All right, Ray, did you see anything out?
No, it was quiet over the weekend, just like a cemetery.
Just like a cemetery, a bunch of dead people, huh? Well, let's see what we can get out of this call. Hold on a second. Well, guys, I had a great weekend there. Hope everybody else did. Didn't expect a lot of information. Didn't get a lot. A little last night, some this morning. I had a visitor. One of our TNT members came all the way across the country and got to spend a good night with them, so that was good. Other than that, here's what we know. We know in Iraq, all over the country, there are billboards, there's infomercials, there's television commercials. They are holding classes about the new international card that is being delivered. And actually, I know we talked about it on Friday, and they said some are being delivered through the mail. So some people are receiving them in the mail. Other people are actually going to get them, I guess. But they held symposiums over the weekend, and some of my guys attended, and they were able to ask questions, and they were told about the new currency, about the card, that it would be a 24-hour card, just like our cards, that it would be international, that the rate indeed was going to change to a rate they're looking for. And they were told that it will happen in the coming days. Coming days, yeah. But everybody was excited. I mean, a number of the people over there excited because they know it's about to happen. So the coming days, I'm not going to tell you guys exactly what he said, but I can tell you that the coming days are between the 13th, which is tomorrow, and the 20th, which is next Tuesday. He said the coming days were somewhere in those days. I can tell you that, that he did say that. So we'll just have to see exactly what it is. But they asked him specifically, what is the coming days? And he gave an answer within Tuesday and Tuesday. It could be today for all I know, but the answer was within the 13th and the 20th, like we talked about on Friday, is what they were giving in the supposed. Not the exact day, but he did give them an answer in that time frame. Now, one of my guys are over there asked, you know, is it going to be universal on that day? Universal being I could use it in any country, and he said, yes. You will be able to use it in any country. We did get the ATMs over here are going to be able to use it and convert it over. That the CBI locations over here, and they do have them in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, in Florida, in Washington, D.C., and somewhere else, I forgot. There are large populations of Iraqis. They've set up Iraq banks for them to use and some of their own ATM machines, as well as they're going to be able to go to the U.S. machines or any other country, put their card in, and their currency will be converted to whatever country they're in, is how it was explained to them yesterday, the day before. So a lot of things going on. They're really gearing up. The people are excited. Our time frame is right now. That's what they're telling them. Again, billboards, television infomercials, advertisement, and in some locations they're running infomercials explaining to everybody how the currency is going to work and how the car is going to work and everything that it can do for them in this coming days. So I'm still excited. Our people here are not on. They go back tomorrow. That's what they've been told. They go back to their location. Well, for the larger banks. I'm going to say they go back tomorrow. One in particular still, I guess, kept their people there, you know. But the larger ones go back tomorrow. They'll be not just on alert, but in position. So that's a good thing. And other than that, I think we got it all covered, right? Y'all covered already so far? Oh, wait. Here is a rate on the screens right now, but it's on an administrative hold. So we'll see how long that lasts. Okay.
All right.
Let's go, Rick.
All right. Ted Ginsey says, my little G is 17 and has 8 mil of dong. Will she have any problem doing the exchange? She works and has her own account.
Wait, say it again. My little G is 17? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
17.
So what you need to do, okay, what you need to do is call the bank and ask the bank what their procedures are about a 17-year-old opening an account or being involved with. So I can't advise you on what each bank does. I mean, I'm pretty sure you got to be 18 years old to have your own separate account, but call the bank and let them advise you, an attorney, with a 17-year-old with $8 million or $10 million. Guys. Okay, what's next?
Okay. Also, he says, the boys in the Army overseas, can I take care of his and put it in his account? Same thing, call the bank and ask.
Yeah, you can take it and put it in your account. I mean, guys, you can't go in exchange with somebody unless you have power of attorney. And we all should know that by now. We've been going over this for 10 years. You're going to need a power of attorney to control anybody's account, currency, or do anything for him. And one that specifically talks about this. But call a bank and see what you can do as far as depositing in somebody's account, especially, I know, large amounts. You can no longer deposit cash, but and if you're wiring it from your own. But these are questions that we should already know here. You can't just go in and say, I'm doing it in this guy's name. Because you can never do that, whether it's the RV, the exchange, or not. Nobody can just go do bank business in somebody's name without having the proper legal paperwork done. All right, go ahead, Rick.
Okay. PBR Street Gang. I see that you are online, and the question that you asked, the way that you're asking it, is telling me that you're asked to be banned. But since you put thanks for all you do at the end, that might not be your intention. So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and let you come back in and restate your question before I get through the other ones. So that way I might be incorrect in receiving it the way that I'm receiving it, which would make me ban you like right now. So you're on the call, you're online, so I guess you can you hear this. Either straighten me out or straighten it out or something. Next person.
Hold on for a second. Hold on. Wait. Hold on a second. So this is a recorded call, right?
Yes. But he's online.
Okay. I wasn't talking about him. I'm talking about the fact that you do realize that as this call is listened to over and over and over again, that the world's going to know you gave somebody a second chance.
You know, yes, I'm generous.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know if you realize it might change everybody's opinion. So go ahead.
M-Power 59 says, if you didn't do the gift letters, are we able to give a few family members money through a trust without being taxed? Without who being taxed? Without you being taxed? Yes. Without them being taxed? if they receive money direct from the trust, they will be taxed on the money they receive direct from the trust. So then you and them will have to learn how to live a lifestyle that doesn't require that you personally have a whole lot of money. And if you're not personally receiving a whole lot of money, then the tax is not an issue for you. Just ask anybody you know of who doesn't receive a whole lot of money and ask them how they feel about the tax situation. Generally, they're not bothered by it, and you won't be either if you do it correctly. TP40.
Okay, let me ask you a question before we go there. Okay. So the question was, can they give somebody money through a trust? So put it in a trust and then give it to somebody at the trust, give them the cash? If that was the question, are they going to get taxed on it? Or was it better to tell them, why don't they put the money in a trust that that person controls so they can avoid all that? That was the right answer, right?
Well, I took for granted that that's where they were coming from, since we've had like only 1,500 conversations about it. I just assumed that they were coming from that angle, but since you brought it up, you never know. So, yes, you put the money in the trust, and then you put them in charge of it, and they will manage that trust and draw salaries from it. And the salary is the personal money that they would receive. Just like with anything else that a person is running, they can draw a salary. The key is to have the salary as small as possible. And there's strategies for doing that. Yes, sir.
The salary as small as possible gives them cash in hand with everything that a person could use, a new car, a new house, a trip to Europe, can all be purchased by the trust while doing business or something. Is that true?
Okay, that's a way to look at it, yes.
Okay. I'm not holding class. I'm just kind of, you know, throwing stuff out there. All right, let's go to the next one. Okay, good.
Okay. And see, the homework assignment kind of set people up for this particular question, if they did it. TP40 says, at this point in time, who do you feel has the power to decide when the RV will be released?
I think it has already been decided, and we're just waiting for that time to occur. So again, the IMF says all restrictions have been removed from their currency. They are now issuing international cards and telling people they are international, or will be international effective in the coming days. So I think all restrictions have, in fact, been removed. The banks know it. Everybody else knows it. That's why they set the timeline they did last week. And I'm telling you guys that there's symposiums and forums that were happening yesterday in Iraq, where they were giving the citizens something within those same timelines when they would see this happen. So I think all that part is over with. We're just sitting here waiting for the moment. Okay?
All right. Bill Dinar says, I don't know why they asked me. Anyways, do we know for real if the contracts exist? Do we know anyone that has gotten a contract rate? Since the banks are now in charge of the NDA, any ideas what their NDA would be like?
So, first of all, their NDA is probably going to be the normal NDA they always do business under. I don't think they created one just for the RV. It's all possible because I haven't seen it. But they didn't use the one that was submitted to the U.S. government or to the Pentagon and to the other people that were involved in it. Since the banks are doing their own, each bank will probably have their own. So we'll just wait and see. Are there contract rates? We've been told about the contract rates for years. People have been processed, And at the beginning, people actually receive cash, receive the contract rate. Throughout, people who have used, who have received the SKRs, have received SKRs at the contract rate. Yes. So that would lead me to think they're absolutely real. And the fact that I have bank connections and several banks and people who are doing the exchanges who have told us this is the contract rate. Okay. Yeah.
Lena says, does Iraq have to change the value of their currency to go to Article 8, or is it they go into Article 8 and then they change the value of the currency?
I think it's the process that happens once they change the currency. We'll see what it is. Okay. Which, again, won't matter to us because either way the currency changes, we're on to our life. You guys are worrying about things that we no longer have to worry about because this process is going full steam right now. It's the information I have. I can tell you that. Okay?
Okay. Big Gun 505. Interesting question. Could you please tell us what tier Wells Fargo Bank is? Is it one or is it two? I'm going to really confuse you and say it's both.
Okay,
now,
guys, it's questions like these that they're saying that, you know, you guys can ask, you can Google it. It would take you 2 seconds, 2 minutes to Google tier one banks, and you're going to see Wells Fargo on the list. You can get Google tier two banks, and you're going to see Wells Fargo on the list for a very different reason. So it depends on what part of the banking system you're looking at and what tier they're going to list for. Are you going to explain that, Ray? Or are you just going to say no?
Oh, no, you just did.
Well, I know I just did, but I didn't mean to cut you off. I mean, guys, that stuff you guys can Google about the banks and banking and that and already have this knowledge. I mean, Google's there for a reason. And that's just so, you know, you guys didn't have to look in encyclopedias anymore. So, not really. But yes, you got all this information at your fingertips to look at it, use it, and put it together and make some good decisions with it. All right, go ahead.
All right. Mommy Bood says, banks are in meetings, quotations. When your bank sources say that they've been in all these, quotation, meetings, are they implying to you that these meetings are mostly about the RV? I ask because I wonder what else can they tell their people after all these years.
Okay, when banks are in meetings and we're getting the information, it's definitely about the RV. There's not anything else. We don't need to know any other bank meetings that are going on. They don't pertain to us. When we tell you banks are having meetings, it's about the RV, about the date, the time, the rate. It's about the instructions that they're getting on how the exchange is going to go through, if it's changing or not changing. That's all they're about. We don't need to know about any other bank meetings. And we certainly wouldn't be telling you about bank meetings that didn't have to do with the RV. No. I got information from somebody that they went to their bank and they had people there on Sunday and the parking lot's full and they're doing stuff and all security would do is tell them that they're training. Well, not what they're training on, not how long, but they're doing some kind of training on Sunday inside this bank that's never open on Sundays and training. Now, why would I tell you that? Because we suspect they were doing exchange training. Now, we don't know because nobody got to walk into the bank at that time. Other bank meetings, I'm telling you because people are coming out of the meeting giving us information about meetings that pertain to the RV. Okay, where, right?
KC says, did Tony find out if there is a cap on the Dawn contract rate?
I did not. I actually talked to him yesterday, too. Shoot. I forgot. Hold on, let me text right now and see if I can find out again if there is. Go ahead and talk.
Okay. Let's see here. While you're checking on that, all right. No messages for me real quick. Nine ball. Have you heard anything about the Zim being deemed worthless after the 17th? No.
Hold on. Okay, so, guys, there was where you put it, somebody posted on TNT and somewhere else about the article that came out saying that by the 24th or the 25th of this month, shit, I can't remember the exact date, that Zimbabwe was coming out with new currency and that the other currency would be worthless and there would be a single currency country. It doesn't matter what's going on in Zimbabwe, okay? What happens is, just like with the dinar and our 3-0 notes, if there is an agreement made with the U.S. Treasury, then that's what's going to happen in this country, and they're going to set the time frame of when to cut off the Zim notes, just like they're going to set the time frame of when to cut off accepting the 3-0 dinar notes. So you guys are getting all hyped and excited. I mean, I got all kind of texts about it yesterday and phone calls, and they're not going to be any good in 17 days. And you guys are worrying about stuff we don't have to worry about. That article had nothing to do with the exchange of the Zim through the U.S. Treasury in the United States. It said what was going to happen in Zimbabwe when the new notes come out. Okay.
So you mean this was just a simple case where somebody didn't read?
Yeah, basically. But anyway, it was posted on TNT because my wife, well, you guys are putting it out. Like, I'm not putting out anything, but I guess it was posted. Somebody posted it. So, all
right. See, now that's a perfect example of why I stopped the transcripts. See there? You guys are putting it out. Anything on TNT automatically gets the assumption that we approved it and authorized it, even though the members are free to post whatever they can post as long as they know if they go too far to the left, they're out of here.
All right, let me say this before you start the next one, though. Hold on, because I got this over the weekend, too. I just thought about it, guys. There's some, and hopefully none of you were caught up in it, but you need to let your people know and everything. There's a fake TNT site out there, and I know it because somebody sent me the link, and there's like 300 people over there who think they're following TNT who are not following TNT. They're following whoever the idiot was that created it. And I guess there's this idiot guru or wannabe guru or used to be guru or some BS named Tank who supposedly put out some information or something about TNT, about Tony over the weekend, which I don't even know what it was. But what they told me is he put out the 800 numbers and a bunch of you guys responded and started calling these numbers, 800 numbers this guy Tank supposedly put out in the name of TNT. Well, it said Tony did it or however it was. I know I got a couple of texts about it and people concerned. I can't do anything about it, but you guys need to let your people be aware. If they're on the right TNT Twitter site when the information comes out, they can click on it. They'll see we have 140-something thousand followers on our site. So if it's coming from that Twitter account, you'll know it's coming from TNT. If it's coming from anywhere else, it's BL. And it's just idiots being idiots out there for whatever reason, trying to create a name, username, or just simply upset about something. It's what I don't even know what a Tank was until somebody told me yesterday. But just be careful, guys. That's all. Even when it comes time for the information, look and make sure it's from us. Okay? All right, thanks. Go ahead, Ray.
All right. Van Dutch says, love you guys. Even in time, learned to love the TNT song. How come that when we replay the recording via iTunes or somewhere else online, we can hear the TNT song and then the computer voice say, start the recording? Shouldn't the recording actually start after that?
Is that a question?
Oh, I thought I understood the question when I first read it. But the reason you hear start the recording after the song is because that's when we actually start the recording. Shouldn't the recording actually start after that? Okay. Now I'm confused. But anyway.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Start the recording after the intro song.
Okay, they're saying when they play the recording, they hear the intro. Well, why are they hearing the intro if the recording doesn't start until after the intro?
Okay, now I'm rereading it and listening to you. You're hearing one recording, the Blog Talk recording starts immediately when we open the lines. It's the other recording that doesn't start until I turn it on. And that one I start after the music finishes, the intro finishes, then I start that recording. So we make two recordings of the call, one on Blog Talk Radio, the other one on Free Conference. Free Conference is the one you dial in to listen to, and that one is available on the website, tntsuperfantastic.com. Down at the bottom, click on TNT Call Info. That page shows up with all the dial-in numbers and the playback number for the call. On your telephone, you would just dial that number to listen to the playback. Now, Blog Talk Radio, you're listening to that on your computer or smartphone through clicking on the link, and it plays back through the system. So that's why you hear Start the Recording. It's for the Free Conference line to start recording. The Blog Talk starts immediately. If that didn't explain it, then everybody's just going to be mixed up.
Well, it absolutely explained it. I'm more curious to, really? That was a question?
Anyway, go ahead. Hey, in doubt, ask somebody.
All right, what's going on? Who's
Janet?
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Guys, they did just text me back. There is no limit to the dong on the contract rate. He says there's no limit. So,
Then you're not getting one.
Then they're not getting one?
Then you're not getting one. That's my piece to that. If there's no limit, then you're not getting a contract rate.
First come, first serve. When it's gone, it's gone. Well, okay.
I just can't see that working. A real contract rate with no limit. And then they talked about wanting to make this thing for people. That just doesn't add up. But time will tell. Okay, Janie Lou says, Tony, who called or organized the symposium? Was it here and did you attend it? Or was it in Iraq and your contracts attended it? I'm confused.
It was in Iraq. The Iraqi citizens attended. And, yes, I had a contractor attended, banker attended, actually some Iraqi citizens from here in the U.S. attended it.
Okay. Jambi67 says, since there doesn't seem to be as much excitement about tomorrow the 13th as there may have been on our last call, does it seem more likely that our Tuesday windows, quote, are now focused on extended time frames, excluding tomorrow altogether as a possible go date?
Okay. Nothing. That I have said on this call today has even hinted at excluding tomorrow. Nothing. I said the time frames we used on Friday, which were what? The 13th and the 20th. Because I said Tuesday, not late Tuesday. We went the whole thing. 13th and the 20th. Even today, I said somewhere in there it could happen. Between the 13th and the 20th. Nowhere did I exclude the 13th. And I had a good reason for not excluding the 13th. Now, if that didn't answer your question, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. All right, PBR Street Gang still shows that you're online. But you didn't repost your question. Anyway, I'll deal with that later. Let's talk live to some callers, see what's going on here.
Well, all right, let's do it.
First one, 941 area code. You are on.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I appreciate all that you guys have done for all those many years. Question. If I wish to do my exchange with a particular bank, say it's Wells Fargo or Bank of America, do I request the appointment at when I make the appointment with my bank?
You know, I don't know what their script is going to say. Oh, you mean your particular bank? You want to go to your bank you already know?
Yeah, let's just say I already have accounts with one of the major banks with whom I would like to do my exchange.
Okay. All right, you're not a particular bank, not down the street where you know people at. You're just saying, I just want to work with Chase because that's where my account is at, right?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. All right, I want to make sure I understood your question right. When you dial the 800 number, they give you the information. I mean, you give them the information, and they'll say, well, this is the bank you need to go to for your appointment. At that time, you want to say, well, I want to go to a Chase bank. So what Chase bank do I fit that criteria at? And I'm sure they'll try and accommodate you.
Okay. Got it.
All right.
I have some questions about the contract rate.
Okay.
I guess we need... I'd like to rehash something you probably already explained before to beg another question. Where does the contract rate money come from?
Okay. It comes to the same place all the rest of the money comes from, the U.S. Treasury.
Who is paying $28.50 for a dinar?
China.
Why? You said China. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said China. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Is that the same for the dong?
Who's paying the contract rate? I don't know who's paying the contract rate for the dong. The U.S., I don't know what they're doing with the Vietnamese dong and what their agreement was with, you know, why they had that contract rate. I cannot tell you that.
Okay. Why would China pay $28.50 for a dinar when they could wait until it hits the open market, say on 4X, and get it for whatever it is at that time?
Well, I don't know why China does what China does, but they did. So 10 years ago, because they were left out of the dinar and they weren't part of the inner circle, the U.S. made an agreement with them to let them buy dinar from us, the U.S. citizens. That's where the groups came from. That's where the whole elders thing that you guys always hear about. They don't control nothing. I was going to use another word, but they don't control anything. But they made the agreement with Treasury that they could buy from the U.S. citizens. That's how that group was put together in Reno, and I'm going to say the Admirals Group, was put together, and that's what the contract stipulates, that they can buy as much as they could arrange from the U.S. citizens at that contract rate. Now, U.S. citizens don't actually get the $28.50 who went with the groups, because they actually have to pay taxes, some fees, some other notes that was in the contract way back then, because they are selling their currency. We are exchanging ours. So now, whether China didn't get enough through that process, the U.S. added a contract rate. They're going to pay it out, and they'll negotiate and do whatever they want to do with China. The reason China's paying $28.50 because a barrel of oil costs what? From Iraq, $76, $70. If they can get it at half price and use Iraqi currency at three times the rate, then they are winning. And they're going to do the same thing, take that dinar, use it when they're buying oil from Iraq.
Couldn't they buy dinar, as I said, on the open market and a lot cheaper than $28.50?
I don't know. It's not on the open market. I don't know what the process is for a country buying currency on Forex. What difference does it make? I don't know. And I'm just saying this is why the contracts are the way they are. This is how it's being paid out. So we don't know what China had in mind when they wanted to put this together. I know they wanted to be able to buy oil. They wanted to be able to buy it at a discount rate. I know any contracts that China has with Iraq had to be approved through the U.S. So we know this is all part of it. That's why it's happening. So I can't tell you, well, China, just wait until it goes out on Forex and then go and try and buy it all globally and take the rate up all over the world and then, you know, knock the market out because you want to buy it and everybody's selling it. Now, are you into Forex? Do you know how the market works?
No.
Do you know what would happen if one person tried to capture all of anything on Forex or any market and tried to corner the market? What would happen to the entire market?
Mm-mm. So it'd be crazy.
Oh, okay.
Wildly high.
Right. Right. Okay, I just thought, you know, if they're paying $28.50 when maybe they could pay 6 or 8 or 16 when it's on 4X, that would be a better deal for them. But
well, they couldn't buy it all. They couldn't buy oil for the next 30 years on 4X.
Right, I understand. Okay, thank you very much for your answers. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
All right, thank you, sir.
Bye now.
Okay, next up is 281 area code. You're on.
Well, good morning, Tony and Ray. How you guys doing today?
Greetings.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
To the nth degree.
Good. Well, I just have one simple question today. Seems like everything else is going pretty good, or maybe two. On the information y'all provided at the beginning of the call about the rate on administrative hold, am I assuming that was for the dinar, or is that for all the rates?
We only discussed the dinar.
Dinar. Oh, okay.
Yep.
And I guess I do have one more question, Tony. With all of the Iraqi banks that you're saying now is in the U.S., because I think I asked you that question several calls back about those banks coming into the U.S., do you think that even though these are going to be for Iraqi citizens or whatever, that people in the U.S. will be able to benefit from these banks by opening up accounts, maybe multi-currency accounts or anything? How do you feel in your opinion about that?
Well, I feel that China lets you go in and open accounts in their bank. Other countries do. I mean, if you're around, they let to the American citizens to open accounts in their banks. So, yeah, go do that. I mean, I don't know why you would do it, but I would think I'd walk into one if I was near one and they cannot open an account and I want to convert. But, again, I don't know why you would. It would cost you your dollars to go in there and more than a dinar, and the dinar would just be sitting there unless you think it's going to revalue again, then you can go back in and get more dollars out of it. Because this is the United States of America. We do spend green money here. We are a single currency country. So why, after this happened, I would go get any foreign currency is beyond me. When I would make a simple investment on Forex or in the bank itself and let it go, why I would go get an account in another country unless, for some reason, you thought the U.S. dollar was going to collapse. And then you're going to run and get that money, which nobody's going to take anyway, because we are a one-currency country. So I don't understand the rationalization with people even doing that.
Well, I mean, I know at one point we were, you know, I guess for some of those that was wondering, you know, if the dinar rate was going to go up any higher. I know we're getting a contract rate, but the market rate, and if they wanted to hold that money in dinar and not U.S. dollars as digital currency, that was one of the reasons why in the past we were asking those questions. But, of course, things have changed so since then. So, you know.
Guys, let me tell you something. I understood doing the dong like that or the Zim because the rate's supposed to go up in 18 months. If there was a way to hold that account while it does that, so it would count as new currency. But the dinar is never going to be more than $28.50. So why anybody would hold one single note is beyond me. I'd be trying to get that $28.50 right now.
Yeah.
Shabibi, the mastermind behind it all in Iraq, said they could sustain a $16 rate. If it comes out at $3.91, how long is it going to take to get to $16? Never, probably, but he said they can handle it. But $16, $28.50, which one would I take?
$28.50, of course. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's
what
I do. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Me too. I hope it's over.
Okay, 703, area code, you are on.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Well, hello. Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to say how are you and how are you for you guys to have to repeatedly say I'm super fantastic and all of that. We got that. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having the call. Thank you for letting me get in. I'm not going to complain this week about people bashing you all on the call. None of that. I have a question that I haven't heard anybody answer. How?
Okay.
Do I get on the open mic call? I keep hearing this open mic. I keep hearing the tweets, but I can't find how to get on the open mic.
Ask one of your friends.
Me
either. I tell you.
I can't find out how either. So.
Can somebody help me?
Well, I can't
get
a
sacred.
I'm telling you.
I got to get blood.
Can't help somebody
have to give a blood donation or something to get in. Oh, you're not gonna tell me for real? It's a secret.
I said, ask one of your friends.
I can't tell you. I can't help you. Look,
I don't have any. Well, I can't say I don't have any friends, but I don't have any friends on this call that I know of.
If it's a sacred group,
you know, I got to take an oath or something.
Do you know what open mic is?
No.
Me either, but open mic is Ray's call.
Right.
So Ray is the one who can help you and maybe explain it to you. I can help you, and yes. It is a
are they interconnected
group.
In any way? Do you guys share information? Because I know in your tweet you say we on open mic. What you been hearing? A few updates. Updates about what?
No, the same thing that we talk about on this call. We just talk about it all day long on the other one.
Oh.
The same stuff. We just talk about it all day long.
Oh, okay. All right. So if I'm in the know by getting on 1 o'clock, I'm good. I don't have to add anything else. I just wanted to be sure I wasn't missing anything.
Right. You're not.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Are you just saying that to keep from giving me the information?
No.
Okay. And then my other question would be, this is for Tony. Tony, have you put any fire under the feet, not literally, under the feet of those who give you information to see just how far up the chain this thing may be going? You know, perhaps the people that are giving you information, or maybe they're getting it second or third hand, and it may be a little off. Or are you just like the person that's giving it to you, you have 100% confidence in them?
I have 100% confidence in everybody all the way up the chain. But I don't know what your question is. If somebody gives me information, do I want to speak to the person who gave them information, to the person who gave them information? Am I, what is your question?
No. So from my standpoint, and to you guys' defense and even other people's defense, when I hear people kind of going off the deep end and being mad because something doesn't happen when you guys give a time frame, my defense is that you guys are giving us what's being given to you, period. It's not that you are a decision maker. Am I right in that?
Absolutely. If I made the decision, we'd all been rich 10 years ago.
Well,
okay.
That's what I felt. That's how I feel. So that means that somebody is the person that's giving it to you. Let me ask it this way. The person that's giving you information, are they decision makers or are they messengers, so to speak?
Okay. So let me make this perfectly clear for everybody here, so that everybody understands.
Okay.
Hold it before you make it perfectly clear. I did want to tell her that there was one time that I felt that we weren't ready, and so I did make it known, and I made a request to hold it up for that purpose.
No, you didn't.
No.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. So let me tell you this. I do not speak to Christine Lagarde. She doesn't call me. She don't say, Tony, hey, this is what's going on. I do not. I do not speak to the World Bank president, the BIS president. I do not speak to Trump at all. I don't speak to Martin. None of them call me and say, Tony, this is what we're getting ready to do. None of the vice presidents call me and say, Tony, this is what we're going to do. None of them. Nobody's Secretary of the Treasury calls me and says, Tony, this is what we're going to do. Now, the final decision, the moment in time when this happens, will be in one or several of those hands, and they don't talk to me. Now, do I have people from those locations, related people who are in the meetings, in the building, or within 6 degrees of separation of those people? Absolutely, I do. And you know what they tell me? This is what happened when we came out the meeting. This is what we were just briefed on. This is the part that we're going to do here, there, and there. And it's up to us to put the pieces of the puzzle together. When I tell you a bank is looking for it, have I talked to a vice president of a bank? Yes. Have I talked to somebody at the exchange center? I've talked to exchangers. I've talked to people in charge of the exchange centers. I've talked to branch managers. I've talked to people above them who said, we just put them on alert. We just put them on standby. This is what's going on right now. I'm getting messages while we're talking on this call. right now, and they run our whole region. And this is what happened this morning, and this is what we're looking for. And they gave me one. So do I believe in those people? Yeah, I wouldn't have spent all this time the last 10 years talking, giving out the information, explaining everything to you if I didn't believe in them. And believe me, I have a whole history with the last administration and the one before it that, again, 6 degrees of separation, I'm definitely within. And the things that were happening, and now close even with this one. But no, I don't control it. Nobody calls me and asks me, is it okay if we do it today, Tony? Or this is what time, you know, you can look for it. I do get calls with expect the 800 number, they're scheduled to go, but they don't go. They're still were scheduled. This is what time they were told it was going to happen. These are the five people that they told me, this is who it's going to. There's five of you guys. You, boom, 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 boom. That's who's going to get it. That was just last week. Again, it didn't happen, but they didn't make the decision. They told me what they were briefed on when they came out of the meetings. That's how this works.
Right. Well, thank you for that, for all the people who were afraid to ask and would rather go run their mouth somewhere else. Thank you for saying
that.
There
you go.
I have,
but
anybody, I have one more question.
Anybody who ever thought I was in charge of it has mental issues. But go ahead.
Okay. So I have not heard you use the term a lot of redemption centers. I hear you more so say banks. Are they interchangeable in your communication, or are you just not a believer or a fan of redemption centers? Well, what is your status on that?
Well, my status is the banks are exchange centers, which we do.
Okay.
And some of them won't be at banks. They'll just be exchange locations of places where you will go to that will serve as temporary banks. You should get everything done there just like anywhere else. But while we're on it, let me tell you this, guys, because I just remembered. Iraq citizens are being briefed that their currency will be IQN, just so you know. Over the weekend and during these trainings, they are telling them the IQN will be equivalent to. So we've always wondered about IQD, IQN. They are being briefed IQN over the weekend, just so you guys know. All right, good. You got one more question?
No, that's it. I'm good. Thank you very much for your time, for your graciousness and explaining stuff to me and to the people who wouldn't ask, and have a wonderful day. I don't want to talk to you on Wednesday, but if we have to, I'll be happy.
All right.
Okay, then. Let's see, can we make that happen? Ray, you write that number down.
No.
Area code 703. Yeah, 703 area code. Okay.
No,
yeah.
That's not me.
All right,
have a
great day.
Right,
bye.
865,
area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony and hi, Ray. Appreciate your taking my call. Appreciate all the info that you are sharing and the insights. Quick question with respect to some of the things that are showing up in the Iraqi papers. You didn't actually reference it in your comments, but the idea of Mahdi's possibly being forced into resignation, is that just further on the Kabuki theater? Are your folks even referencing that? Is that something that we need to even be worried with, you know, just continued drama?
I'm not worried with it because if it's anything, it's just, you know, throwing everybody off. It's just like so many other countries to me where they put out a bunch of false stuff right before they make a change.
Which is what I was questioning.
Is about to change values if they get ready to, you know, get rid of their prime minister and all this stuff coming up. You know how long it would take to do that and then the whole re-election and do everything else. But I will tell you this. It was broadcast on their TV on Saturday, which I intentionally didn't bring it up, but since you did, on Saturday, that the U.S. had green-lighted Iraq removing Mahdi from office. That was broadcast on TV. And I thought, that's really ridiculous. Why would they broadcast something like that on TV? But they did.
Well, it's the Iraqi version of what happened in Kuwait 20-some years ago. That's why I was asking, you know, is this just, you know, something that we can kind of keep our eyeballs on as we proceed? I was questioning also the classes that are going on to tell the people about the currency. Given the number of cards that are out there, the number of people getting those cards, how many classes are they, you know, planning for, have they held, are they holding, are these classes still ongoing? Or were these selected individuals that were brought in for the class point and they're relying on the TV and the billboards and the other mechanisms for getting to the mass of the population?
My thing is classes or forums or symposiums are going throughout the country and have been since last Wednesday. Not just today. Friday, when I tell you guys about the cards, they know over 200,000 had already been mailed out at that moment. And every day they're sending out more and more. So it is throughout the country. He told me you can't go anywhere in any province, they call it, without seeing the information being broadcast.
Okay. Also, trying to figure with the number and the like, are these cards needing to be activated by the individual recipients once they receive them, or are these cards being sent out already pre-activated to a set time that when that time hits, those cards will be active?
I have no idea. I didn't even ask that in-depth question on how. Only thing I asked was when. And when is between the 13th and the 20th.
And I point out that on the Eastern time zone, Iraq is, you know, what, 7 hours ahead at this point and the like. So we will be watchers of our clocks at that point. And whenever this happens, 10 days from that, we know that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be hitting. And again, thank you ever so much for all the info and insights. I'm starting to not only watch calendars, but also watching the clocks. So appreciate it. Have yourself a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care. Right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
972, area code, you are on.
Hello, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Danny in Dallas. How you doing, man?
Hey, it's a good day. I'm in the air conditioning again. That's 2 days in a row. I'm liable to get fat and fasted.
Okay.
Yeah. But listen, wanted to mention a couple of things. A lady asked earlier about open mic, and Ray said they discussed basically the same things that we talk about on the call. I can confirm that. I got an invitation to meet some people here in Dallas, and I had a delightful time. Want to send out a howdy to Steve. I sat in Steve's living room 10 years ago and told him about the dinar. And I hadn't seen him since yesterday. He's part of that group. And yeah, we just had a delightful time. Lots of probably 40 people there. Had a great time. It's not anything super instructive as far as new data because you guys give it out so well. But had a great time there, and special howdy to Dinar Stewart, lovely lady that sat with my wife and my mother and I. Had a great time, great time. So I was disappointed that you guys didn't show, but, hey, you got a weekend to take care of. Okay. I do have a question. Yeah. Thank you, particularly, Ray. Thank you for your effort in that. I have a particular question on no caps on the dong. Now, Tony, that's good news, but Ray's comment is a little disconcerting. Ray, would you care to elaborate on that, or should we just let that pass?
Well, I'm just being realistic.
Well, explain, please.
Well, number one, it makes no sense. to not have a cap on a contract rate. If you have a cap on the dinar, why don't you have one on the dong? Or anything else you're giving a contract rate on. Something has to stop somewhere. There has to be some limit.
Well,
so if there's no cap, then to me that doesn't make sense. So that's going to make me just say, oh, there's no contract rate. I could be wrong.
Okay, all
that was just a feeling.
All the more reason to buy more dong, I suppose, if there's no contract rate and no cap. I mean,
don't make purchasing decisions based on anything that I say on this call.
No, Ray, wait a minute. You are the keeper of the keys to the kingdom here. You are free to ask people off. You certainly know how to toe the line. I hung on a call long before I had questions one time, and there were probably 20 of us on there, so you dressed us down, one side and the other, and scared us to the point to where I never came back on a call without having a question, even if, what time is it? Or what's the weather in your state today? So you're the keeper of the keys, buddy. I depend on you and react to you all the time.
Well, but I want you to make purchasing decisions based on what makes sense to you, not based on what I say. That's why I said make a purchasing decision just based on what I said. But you make your purchasing decision based on what makes sense to you, so that if it works, you have yourself to pat on the back. And if it doesn't work, you have yourself to kick in the behind. And that's the way it should be.
I might need help with that one. I might need help. But of course, my wife will be accommodating if that's necessary. All right. Well, I'm looking between the 13th and the following Tuesday. Thanks so much for the information. I'm excited as I can be, and I'll be headed back to buy a little more dong.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
209 area code. You are on.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I have an original question, but I want to go back. You said something about IQN a minute ago and IQD, and my phone gave out at that point, so I didn't quite hear what you said. Would you mind repeating it?
Yes. I said during the training, explanation, and the briefing, the symposium in Iraq, they were using IQD to refer to the, IQN to refer to the dinar.
And so when we go to the bank, that's how we're to refer to it?
And you say, what's the rate for the IQD? What's the rate for the IQN? And this is what I want to exchange.
Okay, so it's still the same. Now, my original question was about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, I know you said a lot about rates this morning, but you had given out like 4 rates for dinar, 4 for dong, and 3 for zim. And you said this morning that the banks aren't releasing anything about the rates. So are we to assume that we don't look at those rates from the past, or do we still look for maybe that to happen?
Okay. So I didn't say the banks weren't releasing anything about the rates this morning. I said the rate on the screen is 391. It's in red, and it's on administrative hold. That's it. I didn't talk to anybody about any other rates. Now, the rates in the past that I've given you, and one time I gave you 6 different rates, I know they're saying that they're negotiating. They're probably teaching those people those are the price points we want to break it off. Now, that was way high up in the bank where I got that information. At an exchange location, they told me, we got 391, we got 2850. So nobody told us about anything in between. So that's where they are. I talked to another bank, and outside of that information, we got 391, we got 2850. So that's what they have today. I don't know what's going to happen in the process, but way up in the bank where I talked to, they have set some price points and breaks where they're going to operate at, and that was the information I was given. I gave it to you guys. Maybe I shouldn't have. We'll see. If you wrote it down, you're ahead of the curve and 8 million other people. So you know if the contract rates are gone, you know what rates to start negotiating for, because that's how I would use that information if I were you, if the contract rates are gone.
I've got it written down. that the bottom line is, as you've been teaching us, is go for the contract, and that's what I'm going for. But worst comes to worst, and I know the other. So thank you very much for your input. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. It takes us to 610.
Excellent.
Area code. You are on. Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It's G-Man.
Greetings, sir. Man, you're just in time, too, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Excellent. Excellent timing today. Glad to hear that, Tony. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Ryman Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite day, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Ray.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right.
All right, Tony.
208 area code. You are on.
Is that me?
It's you.
Oh, okay. Do you still expect us to eventually get 800 numbers before we go anywheres?
We do still expect to get 800 numbers, absolutely.
Okay, thanks much. Have a great day.
All right, thank you, sir.
202 area code, you are on.
Hello there, how you doing?
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Doing great. I was calling about the when you go to the bank, when you change your money in and you want the contract rate, they were saying, y'all were talking about if you could negotiate with the bank about how much money you could put more in, they'll give you the higher rate. Hello?
Okay. Yep, we're listening.
Okay, and so that's a good thing to do, you know, go in there. Because I had listened to you about buying the dome earlier this year, and now I had bought up to $220 million in dome. So with a contract rate, I got more bargaining power now.
Okay, so you bought up to $220 million dong, is what you were saying, right? Not
yeah.
$220 million worth of dong. Okay. All right. I want
yeah,
to clarify that.
Dong currency.
Yeah. I mean, you have more than if you had $2 million dong or $3 million dong, I mean, the more you have, the more bargaining power you have. I mean, you don't have as much as people who have $100 million or $2 billion, but you still want to go in the bank and ask for the contract rate. That's all.
Okay.
If I'm going in the bank, guys, and I'm sitting down, then I'm ready, man, I've been doing this for years. I've been following it, tracking it. These are the rates that we've heard are here at the bank, and I'm looking for the contract rate on the dong. Is it $2.27 or is it $6? So hopefully you'll know before you go in there. That's what I'm looking for. This is what I have. What can you do for me? Keep it simple. Well, if there's a question, then, hey, I know what's going on. I want to put some money over here. I want to work with the bank. I know how you guys make money. I mean, you're making it overnight. You're making 22% a month. You're doing fractional banking. And, you know, you're going to 10 times my money. As soon as I make the deposit, you're making money. You want to share the wealth. Now, the guy you're talking to across the seat may not know any of that. He don't even know how the bank really operates. He's just doing his job. But it's something for you to know that you know how it operates. Now, what's the best deal we can work here and make this thing work? And first of all, I want the contract rate. And you need to go in and try and get that rate. And if you don't, let's see, based on this, based on if I leave 50% here, 40% here, 2 years, what kind of rate? I mean, that's when you start negotiating.
Okay, so if I tell them, if I get the contract rate at 225, and with what I have, I tell them, like, well, look, I'm going to leave $100 million into your bank. I want 15%. Could we negotiate like that?
You want 15% what?
In return on my money.
You want 15% interest on your money, is what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you can negotiate like that, absolutely, and see how it works out for you. You probably don't. I'll tell you guys, they've gone up so as high as 10% is what they were notified that they could give. You're talking about 15%. You might not have that kind of money to get 15%, but nothing beats a failure but a try, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
you got to look at it. You got okay, you got $100 million dong, or $200 million.
No, I was going to leave
at $6. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got $100 million dong at $6 at $600 million, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Okay.
A dollar a piece.
What?
$600 million, and you want
$20 million. No, I have $200 million dong. Okay.
I was just throwing some numbers out, but you want to use actual numbers now.
Okay. I'm not understanding. You know, this is like the first time ever coming to this type of money, and I want to do it right. Okay. And so you go to negotiate, and they can work something out with you.
Okay, listen. You have over $1 billion, right? If you get at $6, and you're telling me now, if I did the math correctly, you want to negotiate with me by leaving me $100,000 or $100 million, have $1 billion to work with? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm telling you, don't do me no favor. If that's all you want to leave with me, you need to go leave it with somebody else. What are you, on top of that, are going to do with $900 million? Why should I give you another rate? I mean, why wouldn't you invest half of it, over half of it, get your money, put your money to work with you, create money, be a big fish in a little pond instead of a little fish? They don't care about you.
Oh, okay.
Just think, if you got $220 million, and everybody else is out there with $2 billion in their business, who gets first priority? They do. But they go, hey, I'll leave 60, 70% here for 15% or even 20% a year, and let's do this. and you can put it in high risk and you can do this, but give me my interest rate. Then that's who they're going to work with, people that's working with them.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. I'm just trying to, I got a little confused. I just wanted to run it by you, see what you have to say.
Okay. So let me say this, like Ray, I'm not advising anybody to do anything. I'm just giving you different scenarios to look at, and probably something that I might do. But you know, you got to make things worth it to people if you want them to do something for you.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay, just letting you know, I appreciate what you did. And I'm from, like, Scott Neck, North Carolina, not far from you.
Scott Neck, North Carolina. Ray, do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I guess not. He know right where you're at. So, okay.
Scotland Neck.
Yeah.
He said Scotland Neck.
Right there by Rocky Mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he said Scott Neck.
Yeah, he said Scotland Neck.
Oh, okay, Scotland Neck, yeah.
Now, my
okay.
phone not, you know, working too well.
All right.
Phone
that's
ain't
okay.
working too well.
That was his Scottish accent. That's what made you pick it up wrong, Tony.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate y'all. Thank you. And I'm glad I
listened.
You were saying, buy more dong, buy more dong. I listened to you.
Hey. Thank you.
And
you're
going
to benefit from it, too. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a good day.
All right, sir. Take care. 360 area code. You were on.
Wow. Well, I got on, and I'm impressed that I did, because I got distracted for a minute there, because I normally call in early, and it just goes to people persevere, because once Tony's done talking, it opens up. So, and that's what happened to me today. So I'm pretty happy about that. Good morning to you both, and good afternoon. I get a little bit excited that I got on the call. Sorry about that. And I guess the first question I got, anything new relative to the NDA?
No.
And that will be individual per bank, is your understanding?
My understanding is each bank will have their own.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Tony, when you were given these various rates, were you given any criteria as to what would qualify for a higher rate than a lower rate?
The only thing I have been told from several banks is you just have to ask for it.
Okay. So if they offer a rate of $6, in just in general terms, you probably phrase it differently. What would it take to get $8?
I don't know. What you're going to ask for is $391 or $2,850. You're not going to ask for $6 and $8. Now, if they say, hey, all the contract rates have been given out, you wait until day 10 or day 15 and we no longer have that ability, now let's start negotiating. And now you're not supposed to know the rate, except I already told you. And you're going to say, well, I know the bank broke down in, you know, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. I got these. I want to get the $8 rate. Or I want to get the highest rate of the $8 rate. You're like, well, I don't know anything about that. You know what I'm going to say to him? Okay. Just put it in the computer and let's see what happens.
Give them the opportunity.
Because, that's right. If it doesn't go through, okay, hey, man, I know it's not you because you put it in the computer, it didn't work. But if it does go through, look what happened.
Right. And that same holds true for fees, yeah?
Absolutely. I don't want to pay that. Let's narrow it down here, or let's go to zero, because, again, now I'm getting ready to leave all this money here for you guys to get your interest every night. I'm going to leave it here for you to get interest every month. I'm going to leave this much here so you can do fractional banking and deposit 10 times that. I'm going to 10 times that and make all the interest on that.
Right. Well, that makes sense. And in deference to the CIA lady, and believe me, I don't want to put a damper on that parade in any form, but if the advice is don't mess with the principal, leave it alone, what is the recommendation then for within 10 days of being able to participate in that and not touch the principal?
Within 10 days being able to participate in
the pay
what?
It forward. The pay it forward for Fantastic project that she refers to, which is where we go out
okay.
as a group, and whether we stamp the bills that we're going to give out or whatever we do, that we give a $100 tip to a lady for, you know, for breakfast, or go around town and at a supermarket pay for meals or pay for food for the people that come through that check stand, that sort of thing.
Okay, so on those 10 days, guys, you're going to determine how much you're going to do on that 10th day, and we do, you know, the TNT Pay It Forward or Super Fantastic Pay It Forward. That's a one-day event that we're going to all do together, and some that I hope you guys do for a lifetime. So I didn't say give away half your fortune or 10% of your fortune. Some people may just give away $100, some people $100,000, some people $10,000. Hopefully your interest in your first month or your next day is going to be taking care of that, because some of you are going to be making interest of $10,000 a day, depending on how much you have. So, and however much you give. So don't let that be a deterrent from you doing the giveaway. Here's what lottery winners have done, so you guys know. They've taken their money and they've gone out and bought everything they wanted to buy. House, cars, boat, plane, trains, whatever it is, and said, this is my balance. So they had $100 million. They spent $20 million, $30 million, whatever it was, and they got all these toys. And then they say, I'm not going to spend any more money until my interest takes me back to my $100 million. Because I already bought everything I need. I'm just surviving. Now when I get back to my original $100 million, I only spend my money's money from now on, and I will have that forever. That
clears that up. That makes sense, because like you said, the interest that you'll be making per day for some, hopefully me included, will equal that. So that makes sense. And, gosh, I think that's the end of my questions, other than it sure seems like the topics changed from the last call to this call. There was nobody was talking about having sex with their wife or anything else, and so I'm I guess with each new day comes a new topic. Not that I want to open up that.
Well, last call was more of a open mic spillover, I think. Oh, God.
I now have the number to get on open mic. The only problem is my tweets never seem to come along soon enough for me to get on. And when you get on open mic, Ray, do you press the *1 to open your mic and then just wait to be called on, or how does it work?
*6.
*6. Okay, great. Well, since I guess we've covered everything from, but no marriage advice yet today either. So that's.
Hey, wait. You don't have any advice for Danny in Dallas today? I mean, you just gonna leave Danny out?
Well, I you know what, and I appreciate you reminding me of that. I'm glad that he's breathing, because he's talking with reckless abandon. And that he has to be breathing to do that, because he doesn't have gills. And so I think that so far is a good deal. And I I would, the other recommendation, I suppose, when, because he also referenced buying more dong, I've done that, and I bought it and continue to buy it as a hedge on the rate, whatever the rate would be. I remember thinking to myself, when 25 cents, if I got 25 cents, I'd be a happy as clam at high tide. And yet now I'm hoping that tide really comes in so that it can be more. So I guess that was my final thought with that. And so it's hard, Danny, keep breathing and keep enjoying those times with your friends and especially his mother. I mean, I envy him for that for sure. And so I guess that's about it for me. And I just want to say thanks, guys, again, very much for all that you do. And oh, the last thing, the check is not in the mail. It's in your bank. I just checked just before I called in, and the check cleared. And not that I was doubting whether it would clear or not, but
I didn't want to
be the one that bounced. So,
well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Well, and I appreciate that because everybody has ideas of what they can afford and what they can't afford, and I know that I can't afford not to be able to connect with you guys and miss out on information that will help me make decisions as well as ultimately that ultimate 800 number call that we can follow up on. So you've earned it tenfold. And I just want to say from the bottom of my banking account, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, sir. Let's wrap this one up.
Oh. All right, guys. It's a good Monday morning, I'm telling you. Matter of fact, it's a super fantastic Monday morning. Things are rolling on. Think people are getting ready. Nothing changed from Friday, 13th through the 20th, Tuesday to Tuesday. Anything could happen. It's all sitting on the starting line right now, waiting for the go. And it's getting a big push. So enjoy the rest of your day. I'm enjoying mine. I hope to talk to you tomorrow, but if I don't, I'll see you Wednesday. All right, Ray.
All right. Looking forward to seeing some of you this weekend in Detroit Car Show, if you make it. And for those who didn't do the assignment, then that's just on you. You'd just be that much more in the dark. And those who did, you had that much more in the light. Anything exciting happens between now and Wednesday, we'll get in touch with you. If not, we'll be back on our regularly scheduled call on Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
In the morning.
I don't remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it.
About your future.
Hello.
To stop conference recording,
this is your private banker. It's
this
done.
This session is no
it's
longer
finished.
Being recorded.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy this marvelous Monday. We're out of here.